I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
It's Clayton's first dates and our first real villain, since I don't count Claire from last week as an actual villain, since she was on the show for all of 30 seconds.
Yeah. I also feel like we're a lot further along than week two. This episode was pretty jam-packed. It kept our interest, I think.
Right off the bat, when you had Jesse, you know, you may know me from, for them to say, oh, well, like, are you happily married? And him saying, yes, and I know this can work, would lead someone to believe, oh, he met his wife while he was on The Bachelor.
And they are happily married.
But that's not the case. Not that he's not happily married, but it had nothing to do with him being on the show.
Yeah, and I think it had to be mentioned because it was recent. Like, it was in the past, I think, 6 months or so that they were married. It was about right after, around the same time as they announced him as the host, would lead someone who didn't do research and didn't know about that, think that he married his choice from his season.
Yeah, like, oh, I know this can work. Do you, though?
How did that work for you?
So can we ask your wife about how she thinks that went? Because I have a feeling she might have a different thought on it.
It was also just, like, so such a random thing. Okay, you ready for your date? Like, yeah, you don't know, but you might not know, but I was The Bachelor. Like, I know this can work. And, like, it was just the way they said, oh, are you happily married now? Like, that was just like, why would they tell someone to say that?
And just say happily married, not just married.
Yeah, happily married. Yeah, exactly.
So you ladies,
just so out of place.
Don't think about trying to get something on the side with me while you're here. This is because I'm happily married. Yeah. If I was just normally married, no problem.
Then maybe, but no, happily.
Happily married.
Backing up a little bit, I don't know if you noticed, but I feel like we haven't seen this much excitement from contestants. I'm not even talking about the special guest on this date beforehand, like before the date cards were coming, like they were screaming about every single thing that was being announced.
They were excited about everything. You thought,
which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I mean, it's definitely kind of annoying, but I feel like we haven't seen that kind of excitement, at least for a really long time.
We're in the mansion. Oh my God. Okay, cool. It has a couch. Oh my God. It has a pool with water, not without water. Woo. Oh my God.
The things that happened on these couches.
Oh, we're going to use a black light later. Yay.
So much has happened here.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It was definitely an excitement fest.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing, on top of just that it would be hard to edit around, I think it was perfect foreshadowing of, you know, oh, everybody loves each other. It's so great. There's no drama. Everything's amazing.
We fooled you.
Yeah. The excitement's about to end, folks, because when people stop being polite and start being real about wanting followers,
that's when it all starts.
And it started very quickly on this group date, which was huge, both in size of women on it, but also you had children, you had a celebrity guest host who might be one of the best celebrity guest hosts they've ever had.
Probably the best.
Yeah, I mean, clearly.
Come on.
Hillary Duff. I don't know how they are ever going to top this, because
they're not.
iconic just in all walks of life. And, you know, it's funny, when she was single, which she currently is not, whenever she did music last, it was, you know, a while ago at this point, mm-hmm. but she was single and, she came to town and I actually went out, to dinner with her.
I remember that.
I was going to say, I didn't know if you were around for that. Mm-hmm. And we had a very nice dinner. But this was like peak Tinder time for her when she made waves by saying like, oh, now that I'm single, I'm out on Tinder. And I had friends texting me being like, I'm Tindering so hard right now. Like they just have their phone out, just swiping right at everyone, you know, right within her age range, like trying to swipe left. Like she's in West Hartford. I'm 7 miles away. I'm putting 8 miles in her age. Right.
I'm trying so hard.
And unfortunately none of them matched with her, but, I do have to say she was completely lovely and I would probably have fangirled the same way, that these girls did if I didn't have to pretend to be professional.
Yes.
So I was very excited.
He's the best.
And, I don't know, like I said, I don't know how we're topping this, but I digress.
Yeah.
We're having a kids party and with Hillary being a mother, she knows what goes into making a kids party. And I feel like we needed a little more commentating from her because when villain number one is introduced and that's Cassidy, mm-hmm. she has some one-on-one time with Hillary and not by Hillary's choice.
Yeah.
And you
definitely
could
not
tell
by Hillary's choice.
You could tell Hillary knew. She's like, oh yeah, I can.
Oh yeah.
She painted it up nicely because she didn't want to be rude, but mm-hmm. Talking about how like, yeah, you know, she's really has her eye on the prize and, you know, she knows she's going to make enemies, but she doesn't care. I just want a little bit more of unfiltered Hillary at that moment because.
Yes.
Oh,
the way she said, I don't think she cares. Like, I was like, we need more of that. And I really wanted like the kids to go back to Clayton and be like, listen to this, that girl over there. She basically said she doesn't like us. What are you going to do about it?
As soon as they got that clip, which was, I mean, I can only imagine the excitement, almost like the excitement of the women, you know, when they first got to the mansion, of the people in the back watching this, be like, oh my God, she's on a kid's birthday date, telling kids to their face that she wants nothing to do with them.
She does not like them.
So yeah, how they don't do something, especially considering Clayton's only time on The Bachelorette was a date with
kids,
you know, with kids around. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you then have the kids go and report back? Is just a total missed opportunity. Yeah. And I understand you don't want to torpedo the drama folks too early. But,
yeah.
Oh
no, I think it was definitely a bit of a missed opportunity.
Because credit these kids, I think a lot of them would, you know, even if they're straight out of central casting, you're still gonna have kids just go along with whatever people say and be like, okay. But they were like, they took it right to her and said, oh, I'm sorry. You don't want to spend time with us?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Like you're telling that to us, to our face?
Yeah.
And for her to just be able to go off a couple different times and make out with him near the pool and him just think, oh, this is great. She's really taking time out for me.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. And it seems so obvious that she's putting this all on. And maybe it's just we're overcorrecting because last week was so like thumbs up for Clayton, but this seemed like a huge miss on his part.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, even if you were to be in his position, I think that it was pretty much clearly obvious.
I mean, he's walking away with her. And like everything looks great. I'm like, oh yeah, except the one thing you're supposed to be doing. And he just lets it go. Like, whatever.
Why are you awful? I wish you did that.
So you're the worst person ever. What's that like?
Why can't you build a dollhouse?
Yeah. Instead, you know, you have someone like Serene who's a teacher and, you know, totally just like diving right in and clearly like, oh yeah, this is someone who's ready to be a parent. Okay, cool. Yeah. Or you have someone like Cassidy who just wants to get naked in the pool, which, again, both solid options.
But with Clayton or Hillary Duff, I'm not sure.
Maybe both, which, again, also quality options.
Yeah.
But maybe not at a kid's birthday party.
Yeah.
Because that was the other thing with Cassidy. So she pulls him over to the pool, straddles him, makes out with him, whatever. And then it's, okay, now go welcome all these children.
Yeah.
I think
exactly what was on my mind.
Yeah. People have been arrested in similar situations. So.
And we're promoting this?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe let's separate the sexy time from the children's party. Maybe just a little bit.
That's literally 3 feet away.
The fact that later on we have to talk about, you know, red flags and no one's thinking, making out at a child's birthday party. Maybe red flag. No, no. Okay.
Not to some people, apparently.
And so the fact that it took us all 30 seconds to figure out that she's terrible, I just think it's a bit of a miss. And not, I should say, not just because, oh, we saw the things he didn't see. I mean, even just her acting the way she did around him, to me, is like a massive.
Oh, yeah. Right. In this instance, it definitely wasn't, oh, because we're the viewers, we're seeing this. Like, it was everything she was doing in front of him.
Yeah. And so it was clearly the Cassidy show. Like, the fact that she even though, oh, well, I hate kids, but let me out of nowhere sing happy birthday to this kid. And I have to imagine she did it on purpose just to stir stuff up, but like then drops the cake that she didn't even make. I mean,
yeah, that had to have been planned because there was not even any shock factor to, like, in her expressions at all.
Yeah.
For that happening.
Kudos to the kid, by the way, who as soon as it hit the ground, like face first into the pot, into the cake, because he's like, this is not going to waste. I'm going to enjoy this.
Exactly.
I was promised cake.
Yeah.
I'm getting cake.
I'm eating it, even if it has grass in it.
And so I think, listen, we got our first villain, which is wonderful, but I do think they underutilized the amazing Hillary Duff.
Oh, 100%.
Because she didn't really get to grill anybody. She didn't even get to throw like the gauntlet down with anything. She just sort of like welcomed people, talked about how great Clayton was, how she's fangirling.
Do this party for the kids. And
yeah,
that's so it. I don't have to do it.
And then that's it.
Yeah, we definitely needed more.
And sure.
Especially since all, like, so many of the girls were so obsessed with her. Like, we definitely should have seen more interaction.
Yeah. I mean, it's the easiest promo she did for How I Met Your Father, because she, you know, shows up, says three lines, and then they promise, okay, well, first commercial out of the break there, we're going to show How I Met Your Father.
Exactly. Which I can't wait to see.
Streaming soon on Hulu.
Tuesday.
Yes, I am very excited about it. And considering that there is no episode of The Bachelor next week at all, it's sort of not even 6 degrees. It's 1 degree of Bachelor. You get to watch Hillary Duff on Hulu and everyone's happy.
Yeah. What's better than that?
Exactly. I think what might be better than that is this cocktail party, because like, this is the perfect, like, it like how they storyboard these things. Like, okay, now that we're into the normal stuff, it's everyone goes to the cocktail party, everyone's happy, and then you get someone on camera to say, what could possibly go wrong? This is the greatest day ever. And I think all three times Clayton now has said, like, what could go wrong? Something has gone
maybe
wrong.
Maybe he should stop saying that.
Yeah. And again, referencing something that's coming out soon, but like with Scream coming out this week, you have, that's the whole thing. You never say, like, I'll be right back, because then you're never going to be right back.
Right.
In The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, you never say, like, what could go wrong? Or, like, this is the greatest
Nothing
day ever.
Nothing could ruin this moment.
Yeah, there's no drama. It's like, no, you said that D word.
Yeah, that means it's coming up.
And I thought it was bad enough just that Teddy was the first person on the first group date to talk about.
So glad you picked that up.
To be struggling dating other people.
It has been probably 3 days, 4 days. And we're already feeling the intensity of seeing him with other girls.
And wondering, does he still like me?
I literally put already ? All in caps in my notes.
And if you're Teddy, I mean, you've got the first impression, Rose. Can you at least wait until maybe like the first normal cocktail party before you start questioning your deep relationship?
Yeah. Well, she did actually surprisingly got some validation from him, like pretty good validation too. Like, I have high hopes for you. Like, obviously I gave you the first impression, Rose, for a reason. Like, calm down a bit. But he didn't say that.
He did not. Of course not.
Yeah. And but yeah, like he wasn't like, oh yeah, I get it. You know, it's tough. Like he gave her the validation that she, I guess, needs.
Says he will continue to.
Yes.
So I mean,
that's a good sign for her.
Unlike some of these people who think they have roses in the bag, I think Teddy probably can actually say like, oh yeah, I got this in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
But so that was going to be the drama of the group date, except, well, it wouldn't be much of a group date if that's the drama. And right. So then this is when the Cassidy bomb explodes, if you will. And just, she's complaining about not getting paid. I mean, I was very confused about her issues here.
Yeah, I was too. I'm not even sure that I followed it completely.
I mean, she starts like, I'm not going to apologize for putting up enough streamers, as if anybody was saying that she needed to decorate more. Like, how about just do the one thing you were supposed to do?
Yeah, she was acting like she thought it was going to be a date, but she was being hired to do the party instead of go on the date. In what aspect did you think you were getting paid for this date?
What are you talking about? Like,
yeah.
No. And then I think the biggest mistake she made wasn't the fact that she sucks, because we all know that she sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's that she sucked in front of the other women. Because if she just did everything, all this stuff in the moments, no problem.
Right. You probably wouldn't have half the problems that you ended up with on this date.
Correct. If she would have done all of these things that we're going to talk about, and there are multiple with her,
mm-hmm.
just in the moment, where we could come on here and complain about why can't Clayton see this
stuff.
Yeah,
we would know you're horrible, but the girls wouldn't know you were horrible.
And thus, Clayton would not find out on your first date or day of date or week of date that you're horrible. Mm-hmm. And so when you're coming on this show, clearly with a strategy, which she was very clear about, and saying all the things out loud that, you know, you're not supposed to say when you're in the house. About momentum and how you're supposed to act, and sort of like the dude Ryan who brought all the notes last year. Like, these are all the things people know. You just don't bring notes with you.
That whole coaching moment made me so mad.
Yeah, it's just, but we understand that stuff's done. It's just, it's done before you get there. Like,
right.
The fact that they're having strategy sessions out by the pool.
Have we learned nothing from Brendan and Piper?
Seriously, you don't say the things that we all know out loud. You either, or if you're going to, you don't say it to the other contestants or where they can hear you. You do all that stuff in the moment and laugh and ha ha ha, I've got everyone fooled. But then you go out and you play nice with everyone.
Yeah. You don't do everything just in front of everyone.
So I don't know if she thought she would just get busted, or maybe she was so good she wouldn't get busted, or what. But the fact that she was able to do this for the first part of this day or week, whatever, and for Clayton to buy it hook, line, and sinker.
Mm-hmm.
And
pretty disappointing in him.
For him to not only give her the rose, but to be so over the top about his praise of her was a little disappointing.
Yes. We were doing so good, Clayton.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
The worst.
And all was going well, but then you had to give the rose to this woman who is clearly not there for the right reasons.
Clearly. It's always the best when you catch them talking about, like, oh, obviously the rose is going to me. Like, there's no question. He basically said it without saying it. Like, it's totally going to be me. There's no reason why it's not. And then it's someone else. Like, those are always the best moments. But it's not so fun when they're right.
Yeah, exactly. You just wait for them to be disappointed. And they're like, oh, crap.
Yeah, we don't want to see the happiness that goes with it.
Don't reward bad behavior. And she makes it worse because immediately all of the other women, because they already know that she's bogus, you know, obviously start breaking down. But then the next morning, she's still all up in her bullshit. And the fact that Susie gets the date card and isn't excited enough for her, like,
yeah,
what? Like, you complain, like, I don't, what?
Do you understand this is week two? What are you doing?
And
who are you?
I actually thought that Susie had a pretty, like, natural reaction to getting the date card. I don't know if they needed her to scream like everyone else was screaming before, but I don't know. I thought it was pretty natural.
Yeah. I like her. I like her a lot. She, like, she had lots of personality. Like, and they actually talked on these helicopter rides. Like, I hate when it's just like you're just staring out the window and looking at the sights and you're just like, oh, that's cool. Oh yeah, I love that. Like, we always get that. But they were actually having conversations while in the helicopter, just like with sightseeing. Like, it was just felt very natural. And she had a lot of personality, which we don't always see on dates like this. I thought they had a pretty strong connection.
And the fact that you had Clayton, before they even really got on the date, talking about how, like, wow, like, she seems so genuine, and telling her as much. Like, that's the fact that you go out of your way to point out, like, oh, just like her reaction to the date card, which was just,
yeah.
No, oh my
yeah,
God,
I definitely didn't get. Yeah, I didn't get any like fake vibes from her.
No, not at all. And
definitely a fan.
The fact that during the dinner, they basically, their parents were, you know, are been married basically the same amount of years. And she then went from, you know, again, funny Susie to, or fun, whatever you want to call it.
Class clown Susie.
Thank you. To, again, having a real conversation and didn't seem forced. It didn't seem fake. It just, wow, a real person. How about that?
Yeah, crazy. Crazy to think.
Are those allowed?
Every once in a while we get a real one.
Yeah, and thankfully Clayton didn't mess this one up. And not a surprise, she gets the rose and we get a private performance by your favorite artist, Amanda Jordan.
I actually run her fan club, so.
You know, I wasn't going to blow up your spot, but I mean, she seemed very nice, and the song was.
It was actually, I looked it up. It was actually her first TV appearance ever.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like she's considered Canadian country. So she's from Canada, but lives in Nashville, obviously.
So Canadian country. So is that basically just like country music? Just you don't mention the flag? I don't.
Yeah, I think just you're from Canada, so it's like just considered Canadian
country. You mention like maple syrup instead of beer? I don't.
I think just like hills and mountains stuff.
I'm very confused about what Canadian country is, but okay.
Yeah, well, I did not categorize her as Canadian country. That is what I found online, which is obviously true.
It's on the internet. It's got to be true. Well, welcome to Bachelor Nation, Amanda. And I'm sure, listen, this is your debut. Whew. God bless.
She'll be on a chart somewhere. She'll be on iTunes.
Listen, the Bachelor bounce is real, and we all know that. It's real and it's wonderful.
If she's even on, if her music is even out.
And so this leads us into the group date part two. And I didn't even realize we're so upset at this point. Again, we're in week one of you don't get a date. Oh my God, my life is over. Because I've never seen, and I, again, this many, you know, we're in season 26 of The Bachelor, to say never, the first slight at all. And you would think Jill was just told that she was, I don't know, whatever, could be something terrible to tell, because she like ran off.
She got broken up in the final two.
Oh my God. Like, yes, my heart is broken. My life will never be the same again. Why am I here? I left my cat.
Yeah. I didn't do the counting, but how many people, I don't know if you did, how many people did not?
I didn't count either because math is not my strong suit. And I only noticed Jill because she made us notice her.
Yes, obviously.
And there was one other person who is probably going to remain nameless because they don't put the names up on the screen enough.
Yeah.
But there was one other person who, was it Eliza maybe, who did the, because now I'm looking through my notes. I don't know if she either wasn't on the date or just didn't get time with him.
Yeah.
But, maybe
that name sounds familiar.
Yeah. Well, she was the one that did the scrapbooking later right. on. And I want to give her own time because that was pretty awesome. But Jill was the only one who acted like it was the greatest snub on the history of snubs.
Yeah. So I only have the second group date had 8 people. So I'm assuming the first one probably had the same amount. So 16 and then Susie 17. So probably a little more than half got dates this week.
Yeah. See, like, so if there are that many.
Yeah. It's not like you're the only one.
Oh my God. Like, bro.
If you were the only one, then yes, you should be reacting that way because obviously something's not right.
He's singling just me out. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm not getting to hometowns. What are you talking about?
Oh, but if there's like 13 other people, like, I think you're fine.
Yeah. Maybe. If you can have a full court 5-on-5 basketball pickup game, you probably shouldn't be that upset about it.
Yeah. I think you're good.
So we go on this group date, which is, you know, trying to find out who's here for the right reasons, which of course never really find, these things never really show people who are or aren't here for the right reasons, but
it usually just masks them up.
Seriously. And so now we get this second villain and because you're thinking, well, no one could possibly top Cassidy for at least another couple weeks. And Shanae was like, well, hold my Chardonnay because I'll show you. And they were sort of in cahoots, it seemed.
Oh, yeah. They're like, they're besties. And I feel like Cassidy is Shanae's mentor through this process.
You mean Shanae-nay.
Shanae-nay.
And so we get into a little bit of Never Have I Ever. And you somehow this has turned into right away Elizabeth versus Shanae because Elizabeth had the gall to sit next to Clayton when Shanae should have sat next to her because somehow that's Elizabeth's fault.
And everyone was in the same position. So anyone, I think they felt like they couldn't sit next to him. So they all found different seats. And Elizabeth's like, no, I'm sitting right here. So good for her.
And then we get to the real fun, which is we all look forward to, which is some way of watching the contestants beat each other up.
Yes.
And I was a little surprised that there weren't more people getting physical. And the fact that it ended up being a big deal again because Shanae pushed Elizabeth over, like, well, yeah. Like, the first couple people were on these little crumbs, and I'm thinking, why are they just being given a free ride?
Yeah, I think – I feel like there might have been more more physical altercations, but I think they definitely wanted to focus on this one because this was what was going to carry the rest of the night.
And the fact that they're fighting for extra time and Sarah, who no one's focusing on, but they're like, well, she won, so I guess we have to show that the fact that she won, even though we don't really care. So we're like, oh, she gets this extra time. Did you notice what the extra time was?
It was like sitting on a bench for a minute.
Like making out in front of all the other girls, still all gross with, as they said, milk in places that there shouldn't be milk.
Yeah, I would be like, can we just skip over this part?
Yeah, let's sit on a couch in front of the other girls with some champagne and let them watch us make out.
And honestly, what kind of conversations are going to be accomplished here? Like, how long do you really have? You probably have 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's just, and you didn't get a rose. You didn't get any at this time. Yeah. You just didn't win anything. It just seems super weird. Like, usually you have.
Didn't win anything.
Get used to hearing that, folks.
You're not a winner.
And so I can't, I'm speechless because we're to the point where.
Yeah, it was dumb.
It just, you're sitting there and you didn't win anything. And then we're like, okay, cool. Well, see you guys at the cocktail party. Okay.
In one hour.
And so then now it's all just the fuse is lit. And so Shanae said, no, now I'm going to get my one-on-one time. And of course, for some reason, it's Elizabeth's fault that she was able to get up with him before her. This is so weird.
This whole thing was just made no sense because Shanae was fighting over something that didn't exist. So and all of a sudden you're hearing her complain to Elizabeth that Elizabeth has ADHD out of the blue. And I was where does that come into play at all? And that's just being thrown around. But I was just confused at what they were fighting over.
Yeah. And
in the end, it was about Elizabeth, I guess, getting more time.
That's it.
With him because Cassidy told Shanae that she has to be the one to get all the time. And that's how you get the group date rose. But really, truly, what are you fighting about? Yeah.
It was literally, I see this girl having all this time with him and it's looking like she's going to get the rose. So what do I do? Okay, let me go make something up. And then the way she talked her way out of it was you were having a conversation near the pool and I was trying to be a part of that conversation. And so that makes you two-faced.
Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely lost some brain cells during this fighting scene, if you will.
And then somehow you start screaming about ADHD and I've never seen two people scream about ADHD so much and to the point where Shanae was feeling left out about it, that saying, well, I have ADHD too.
Yeah.
I have it. Yep. Did you know I have ADHD too?
It turned into a competition.
Rich, which clearly she doesn't because the fact that then in the moment, which is where you're supposed to be a terrible person.
Yep.
Then she's making fun of her and laughing about it. So clearly she doesn't, much like she didn't actually have any real beef with her. She just, I want to get the rose. And
honestly, just made no sense.
It was so weird. And because I was worried. I'm not going to lie. After date number one, I said, oh my God, he's totally going to give friggin' Shanae this rose.
Yeah.
And this is going to mess up the whole thing. Because now we're just going to see that he's totally just unaware of fakeness, if you will. And this is all relative.
And I feel like the main thing that got brushed over this whole thing was that we are in presence of an Olympian athlete.
Thank you.
Like, and I don't know if like I missed it in the beginning. Like, I don't really think we got an intro too much with her, but like now it says former Olympian. So I personally don't remember seeing that as a job, a description of her.
I don't either.
I honestly don't even remember her that much from last week, but she was actually, it's not like she was an NFL player and didn't play.
Yeah.
A single football game. Like she competed as a sprinter for and represented Haiti, like was an actual athlete.
Yeah. Anytime you can, you know, do the, you know, put the arm up and you got the rings. You're like,
yeah.
Okay. Yep. You are.
Clayton was definitely a little intimidated.
Yeah. Like you are immediately a better person than me. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And Clayton for.
They wanted to make it a thing, like a subject to talk about, but they kept like overshadowing it with this whole ADHD fight.
Yeah. And you had Clayton who in his own right, you know, the fact that he got to where he did in the NFL, which again, wasn't far, but it's still like such a small percentage of athletes that even get to that point.
Yeah.
And
you're still considered an ex-NFL.
Yeah, exactly. And so for him to be like, oh yeah, you are in a totally different ballpark than me.
Oh, you competed.
Yeah. It's like, oh, never mind. Yeah, it's cool. I'm glad they're calling me a former NFL player when I'm dating an Olympian. All right.
Sweet.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for making me feel even more inadequate. But that's, you're 100% right. Like how we don't get more of that.
Yeah, it was definitely like they tried to make it a thing, but they were like, let's see how far it goes. And then they just kept going to Shanae and Elizabeth. But like, they wanted to make it known that we are in we are in the presence of a former Olympian athlete.
And thankfully, although it would have been nice to have an Olympic athlete get the rose, instead it wasn't a villain, which that's really all that matters, or at least so far. As we've seen, things can change quickly. Sarah gets the rose.
I'm good with Sarah.
Totally fine, just because she's not Shanae. But then you have, even as that's happening, you still have the women fighting over ADHD, and you have everybody crying, and it just how we've deteriorated in 1 week to like peak drama when usually it's reserved for only like the most drastic of times. Like what do you think is bringing us to this like brink of an explosion at every conversation already?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just, it blows my friggin' mind.
Yeah, it's unreal.
So, I mean, we're in week two, first dates. We already have multiple villains.
Feels like week 22.
Every single person, by and large, for some reason, has like stormed off crying. It's just, I mean, you want to talk about one of the most dramatic seasons ever. We're headed that way if every week everyone's going to have a meltdown.
Yeah. So good. So far, so good on the drama aspect.
Right. Exactly. With, it's just everything. But I did, like I said before, I did want to give Eliza some time here because you have people crying. I didn't get time. Oh my God. I'm not on the group date. I'm not on this date. Oh, I'm going home. Why am I here?
Chill.
I left my cat, I have to water my plants, whatever it is. Eliza didn't have time. So what does she do? She creates her own date. And it's just them making a scrapbook. It takes little effort. Your producer will get you all the stuff. You sit down. You don't talk about other people. You don't talk about how, oh my God, I can't believe you didn't put me on a date. You just sit down and you act like a human being with a normal head on your shoulders. And bravo.
Yeah.
Eliza.
Crazy to think about, but
oh, how dare you?
Sometimes it's possible.
Not get taken on one of these dates, been scorned. Oh.
And complain about it for the entire next week.
Oh, you mean you can just be a normal human being? and just have a conversation and plan something on your own. Oh, never my God. Such craziness. So, Eliza, I salute you. Well done.
Yes, good job.
I hope you last on this for a long, long time, because it just all
we need
this,
more Eliza.
I mean, she could have easily, clearly, as we've seen, just decided to like throw some kerosene down and just throw a match. But no, she's just any. I thought she deserved more than 10 seconds because she deserves a one-on-one. I hope it's soon. And we'll see if Clayton can start making some better decisions, because immediately after this is when he dropped the couldn't be better. There's no drama. This is the greatest night ever. And then
stop
we start
saying things like that.
Yeah. I'll be right back. And then we start screaming about ADHD again, and everyone hates Shanae, and I kind of can't blame them because she's the worst.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You even had Cassidy bail on her. I mean,
what happens when your mentor bails on you? What does that say about you?
Your horrible person mentor decides this is too horrible even for me. So deuces.
And then
on
we
her.
Get footage of Cassidy having a side piece.
So I was so excited. How many times have we said after one of these contestants has said on either side, guys or girls, oh, well, I was having a conversation with so-and-so and they said, you know, talking about their podcast, talking about followers, talk whatever it is. And they never show us the footage.
Yeah. It's always borderline made up.
But even when it's not, they still don't show us the footage. Like,
I know.
You'll have people come around like the Thomas thing. They never actually really, they were talking about being the Bachelor, but they never had the footage. You know, they didn't have the goods to show us.
Yep.
Even when he admitted it, there was just no footage, or they didn't want to show us the footage. Yeah. Oh, they had the goods. And it
the
was
best.
Oh, it was so gorgeous. As soon as they went and they had, you know, they even, obviously it's a faraway camera anyways, but they totally put like a different sheen on it. So it's like, you know, let's go back a couple days.
Yeah.
And he's looking like a spy cam, and she's talking about her, you know, friends with benefits, and just, it's like a villain at the end of a Bond movie. She laid out her entire plan.
Clearly they did not watch Paradise.
This was so incredible.
Like, it's come just, on.
We've been begging for years for them to give us this footage, and it was everything I hoped for and more.
Oh, yes.
And I think the only
roll
difference,
the tape.
Oh my God. This is, you just, that's the phrase. And you should be able to, instead of even having to go and tell the lead, you'd be able to say, roll the tape, and it starts playing on a screen that the lead can automatically see.
I wish more reality shows did that because I am a Real Housewives fan and I don't watch all of them, but the best is when someone says something and then like the day after they're like, there's no way I said that. I don't even talk like that. I mean, I'm referring to Real Housewives of Salt Lake City this week, but like you said it the night before and no one ever says, all right, roll it back. Like you just said that 24 hours ago, it shouldn't be hard to go back in your footage 24 hours.
Well, even Shanae, it was 30 seconds when she was talking to him. Like, oh, I don't know who mentioned it to him. It wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. And we saw, you know, just this last season, the same thing. When someone's like, wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. And very easily, Elizabeth could have come over and been like, roll the tape.
Yeah.
You literally, and to show it to him, because the other women called her out right away. I mean, like, you know, you literally just said you didn't mention it to him.
Yeah.
And so that's perfect. You've once again nailed this edition because they've added showing us the I gotcha footage. Now just roll the tape and
roll it. Let us see reactions of you rolling it
in front of
Clayton with you sitting right there. Because that's what we want to see.
Sierra was, God bless her for being the one to you know, say, okay, listen, I'm not going to talk about me, which tattling is not approved. But in this case, this is the 1% of time where you say, yeah, saying that, you know, she's basically Jed, it's allowed. You're allowed to go and tell the lead so that she doesn't become Jed and go to the end and it blow up in everyone's face.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an approved tattle in my mind.
Yes. Every once in a while you get a few of them. Lately we've been having a few the past couple seasons, I feel like.
Yeah, and it immediately, by the way, just takes all the attention off Shanae being public enemy number one.
Yep.
And it's right back to Cassidy. And this gives us maybe one of the best final lines of a non-finale ever.
Yes, I agree.
For any lead to go to the host and ask, has anyone ever taken a rose back?
And then drop the black screen. Like,
I mean, that's so much better than, oh, my first rose got rejected. And we're like, no, it didn't.
Yeah, this is the line you should have been using for your promos.
This is the good one.
No one cares about a rejected rose when it was false.
And unfortunately, because of the NFL, and I say that in Bachelor World, I love the NFL, so whatever. But the fact that we have to wait 2 weeks now because the playoff game will be on ABC next Monday night. So no Bachelor next week. And so we don't get to see the conclusion yet of Cassidy doing the, what's he going to do? I have a rose. Nanny, nanny, poo-poo.
We have to wait 2 weeks for that.
2 weeks? What do these people think we are? Normal functioning adults?
Not good.
So I ask the question of you, knower of all, does, after consulting with new happily married Jesse Palmer, not married, happily married.
He's very happy.
And I don't know if you heard, he was on The Bachelor. Does he in fact
pick his wife?
Does he in fact take the rose back and send her packing back to her friend with benefits?
I don't know. I thought no, but then we haven't seen, she wasn't in any promo, which I feel like this season they've been a little sloppy in showing, and last season, honestly, showing some promo footage that included people we thought, you know, got eliminated before or stuff like that. but we don't see any of that, and you don't hear any conversations about her. So I'm leaning towards maybe he did take it back, because that would be great, because she's like, I have a rose. What is he going to do about it? So I hope that he walks in and hears her saying that and then takes it back.
And that's another case where you can just say, roll the tape if he doesn't hear it. Yeah. Like, as soon as he walks back in, just be like, roll the tape, and yep. Then just start playing. Like, ah, crap.
Yeah. But then then we could use one more week of her drama, which we don't want, but
no, of course not.
Producers want.
I mean, we're clearly going to get.
I think I'm 50-50, but I think I'm 50-50.
We're going to get Chennai versus Elizabeth round three, because they were very clear in the coming attractions that's going to explode again. Great.
Yeah.
So I do wonder if they try to lean on him to be like, well, maybe you just give her a chance to explain herself next week.
Yeah.
To get her to stick around.
I think if she sticks around, I think it's only for another week or two. I don't think it's long term if she stays.
It would be pretty great for him to correct his biggest mistake. Again, we're 2 weeks in, I understand. Mm-hmm. Correct his biggest mistake by going from, has anyone ever taken a rose back before? And Jesse saying no. And he'd be like, well, I'm going to be the first. Boom. Yeah. And just do it. Like, don't hem and haw. Don't
tenacity.
This is such a tough decision. This is just, oh my God, I'm really torn. This is really is hurting me. This is what I worried about coming here. You know, who's telling you? No, just be like, goodbye. This is.
Peace out.
Yes. Like. Okay, finally, I'm going to see what everybody else, and I don't mean at home, literally everyone in the house is seeing. Okay, goodbye.
So, yeah.
Hopeful, but much like you, I will stay on the fence.
Yeah, well. producer side, I feel like.
Always worry about it.
Use another week of the drama, but.
Like we said, got to wait 2 weeks.
Two.
To find out. Yeah. So other than Cassidy and Shanaynay and Elizabeth and Hillary Duff, get back on Tinder, please. Was there anything else, first of all, from this episode that we didn't properly?
I don't think from this episode. One thing, a news thing that came out about last week's episode was, remember... Samantha, who is the one who came in a bubble bath.
Yes.
And she kind of disappeared from the first episode. Like, we didn't really see her go home. We didn't see them talk to each other, really. So I guess she just talked to him once and then realized that he wasn't for her. And then she just left. So it was like this story that came out, and she was like, I don't want to take him away from other people who feel a connection with him. So so a lot of people on social media were saying why. So it was really three people that rejected Clayton on the first night, which I'm surprised they didn't make it a known thing. Maybe they just felt bad for him.
Yeah, I don't think they wanted to pile on.
Yeah, we embarrassed enough. I mean, using that as a promo reel could have done some good, maybe, to get some of your viewers back.
Oh my God.
Another bit of news is Ashley moved down to Virginia for the last couple of months of her pregnancy, because her dream was always to deliver at the hospital her dad works at. So Jared is staying in Rhode Island until he flies down every week, but until she's in labor, he's staying at the new coffee shop, running that, making sure that's going good. So she is in the home stretch of her pregnancy. So we'll have another Bachelor Nation Phoebe soon, little, within the next 2 months.
Little Ryan or little Katie is on the way soon. And
those are obviously the name choices for sure.
Well, if not, we're going to have words because for the 100th time, we will point out they are not together without us. So
we're the reason they are together.
So if it's not Ryan or Katie or both, I will accept Katie Ryan as the name and middle name. That's fine. I don't need to be first. I can be second. Yeah. But it better be a thing or we're going to have words. So that's,
we want our credit.
Yeah. Jared, we know you listen and we haven't been hounding you about it. But you will be, it will be a congratulations. You got the name wrong. Will be the text after the baby's born. If it's not. So but whatever. Yeah. It's cool. It's fine.
Just be prepared for that.
It's fine. It's cool.
Claire has a new guy, kind of, not really new. Blake Monar from her season, who was eliminated week two, which I think there was only 3 weeks of her season. So,
oh my god!
They were spotted on his Instagram story.
I can't.
Walking and hugging together while trying to walk through black ice.
Oh my god!
In a street. Very, very cuddled up.
God bless.
I mean, whatever. Good for you. And then finally, which is like horrible news, but it's not confirmed, is Bachelor Nation thinks Riley and Marissa have broken up.
You know, I saw a little bit about this and I was hoping that it was
like, this is one, like, it will cause you to just lose hope in all relationships ever.
I mean, maybe it's just a rumor. You know?
I hope so. But there are a lot of things to back it up. Unfortunately, she deleted almost all of her social media photos with Riley.
Well, that's the kiss of death.
Yeah.
When you get off the gram.
And then Riley posted an Instagram video of him working out solo, which they used to post a lot of workout, like TikToks and Instagram stories of themselves, talking about like, oh, getting knocked down, you know, getting back up and stuff like that.
Just in time to go back to paradise, I suppose.
Solo selfies that say, don't worry, be happy. Her getting an edible arrangement from her sister saying, you're doing amazing. I love you. If you haven't heard this today.
Wow.
And posting one that says, all that glitters is not gold.
That's just terrible news. And
yeah, they're definitely a couple that I would for sure have said that they would. I don't want to say forever because that's
but like Bachelor Forever.
Bachelor Nation, Bachelor Forever, which is...
like a year. Keep the ring.
Well, I would think that'd be longer than that. They were... I felt that they were an authentic couple.
Have we been watching the same shows?
Yeah, but have you watched them?
Of course. And I'd have to go back to listen to exactly what I predicted. It was probably shorter than you, but I did think that they were more legit than... again, like a Becca and Thomas who are still a thing and just still boggles my friggin' mind.
Yeah.
They seem
like the real deal too. So who knows?
They do. And so that's the thing. So like, if you would have told me that they would outlast them, that would not have computed for sure.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well,
that's all I got.
They can reconcile and,
it's not confirmed, so hopefully there's a reason for a
glimmer of hope in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know, though. It's not looking great.
Katie bringing the bad news. Other than that, thank you, Katie. Well done as always. And remember, 2 weeks until the next episode at Bachelor Podcast on all socials. And we will see you in 2 weeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.